Divorce spells. Divorce spells and their effects. Divorce spells are a type of black magic that aims to separate couples or people in relationships, practiced throughout history in different cultures. These rituals are driven by motives such as jealousy, control, or the desire to release someone from an unwanted relationship. Despite their controversial nature, divorce spells continue to be a topic of interest even today. Here we will explain the origins, methods, and consequences of divorce spells, and provide insights into how black magic and divorce spells are resolved while shedding light on the reasons why these practices are considered harmful and how they can be stopped and terminated effectively. What are the spells for divorce? Spells for divorce are rituals rooted in black magic that intend to cause separation between couples or individuals in a relationship. These spells are performed for personal reasons and a desire to win back a partner or free someone from a seemingly toxic relationship. Records of divorce spells exist throughout human history, and they appear in cultures in diverse forms. Traditionally, divorce spells were seen as taboo and inappropriate, especially in conservative and religious societies where staying married is considered a sacred value. However, the prevalence of divorce spells has increased in the modern era, characterized by a greater emphasis on personal freedom and a rejection of conservative values. This change reflects a growing dissatisfaction with long-term relationships and a desire for independence. The methods used to perform divorce spells can vary widely and include using personal items, symbols, herbs, incantations, and appeals to supernatural powers. Whether performed by professional witches, spirit guides, or people with basic knowledge of magical methods, these rituals are designed to manipulate the energies of the people the spells are aimed at, in order to achieve the desired separation. What are the negative effects of divorce spells? Divorce spells, despite their intended results, carry significant negative effects. First, the ethical implications of manipulating another person's relationship can lead to severe emotional and psychological consequences for all parties involved. The people who are the target of divorce spells may experience unexpected emotional turmoil, confusion, and distress as their relationships stall and end without a clear understanding of why this is happening. Furthermore, those who invoke these spells may face moral and spiritual consequences. Practicing such dark magic can lead to feelings of guilt and regret, especially when the negative effects on the people targeted by the spells become apparent. According to the wisdom of the Kabbalah, any form of witchcraft, including spells for divorce, is considered a grave sin and can cause spiritual and energetic harm to the person who performs or orders these evil spells. Additionally, there are practical implications to consider. The wielding of black magic may attract additional negative energies, which may cause damage beyond the intended scope. This can manifest in various aspects of life, such as health issues, financial problems, or other unexpected difficulties. The process of dealing with these unwanted consequences can be negative and exhausting and requires a significant effort to repair the damage caused. In conclusion, while divorce spells may seem like a quick fix for relationship problems, the more comprehensive negative effects on emotional well-being and general harmony in life should not be underestimated. How are divorce spells performed? Divorce spells, deeply rooted in various cultural and historical contexts, are often performed by people who believe in supernatural powers or black magic. These rituals are designed to separate couples or people in a relationship by affecting their energies. The methods used to cast spells for divorce can vary widely but usually involve utilizing personal items, symbols, herbs, prayers, and incantations. Use of personal objects. A common method of performing separation spells is to use personal objects. Items such as photos, hair, or clothes belonging to the couple are used as tangible connections to the people the spell is aimed at. These objects are often tied, manipulated, or placed in specific arrangements during the magical ritual. For example, a sorcerer might bind together or burn these items to end or stop the relationship between the couple. Preparing dolls or emblems. Another technique involves creating dolls or symbols that represent the couple. This method is reminiscent of voodoo ceremonies, where dolls are made to embody the people. The dolls may be subjected to actions that symbolize separation, such as cutting a thread connecting them. These symbolic actions are considered to affect the real relationship between the people represented by the dolls. Use of plants and incense. Plants and incense are sometimes used in divorce spells due to the mystical properties attributed to them. Certain plants are considered to have the power to change energies and emotions. For example, burning specific plants or incense during the ceremony is considered to encourage separation. The smoke and smell are considered to carry the intentions of the spell to the people it is aimed at. Spoken spells or prayer spells and prayers play a crucial role in casting spells for divorce. These spoken words carry symbolic and energetic meanings and are sometimes spoken in ancient or secret languages. The purpose of these spells is to activate more focused forces and energies to help in the process of ending the relationship or separating the couple. The words are carefully chosen to match the desired result of the spell. Prayers to summon beings and spirits. In some traditions, breakup spells involve appealing to spirits or divine forces for assistance. This may include utilizing candles, incense, and other symbolic actions designed to summon the appropriate spirit. The participants of the ceremony call on these entities to intervene and assist in dissolving and ending the relationship. This practice is common in cultures that have a strong belief in the spirit world and its influence on human affairs. These methods, despite their diversity, share a common goal: to disrupt, stall, and stop the connection between the targeted people. The effectiveness of these spells is sometimes disputed, but belief in their power continues to exist in various cultures. It is important to note that performing such spells can have ethical and moral implications, as they involve manipulating the lives and relationships of others. What is the history of divorce spells? Divorce spells, like many forms of black magic, have a rich history in different cultures and eras. In ancient times, these spells were associated with the spiritual and religious practices of many societies. In ancient Egypt, magic and sorcery were an integral part of everyday life. There are historical records indicating that spells were used to influence relationships, including separating couples deemed unsuitable. Healers and sorcerers would use symbols, personal objects, and specific formulas to appeal to the gods for help in these matters. During the time of ancient Greece and Rome, witchcraft was a common practice. The Greeks and Romans believed in the influence of the gods on human relationships. They used spells, sometimes out of jealousy or a desire for control. Small clay figures called curse tablets were buried with spells intended to affect the target's relationships. The Middle Ages in Europe witnessed a significant change in the perception of witchcraft, mainly due to the influence of the Christian Church. The Church condemned black magic as heresy and associated it with satanic practices. Despite this, the population continued to engage in secret customs, including divorce spells. These spells were usually used to free someone from an unwanted relationship, although women accused of such practices faced severe punishment. In Judaism and Kabbalah, while classical Judaism does not support spells for divorce, Kabbalistic texts include spells intended to affect relationships. However, such practices are generally prohibited and considered a grave sin according to Jewish law. African and Caribbean cultures, such as those who practice voodoo and Santeria, have unique traditions that include spells to change relationship dynamics. In these cultures, spells to separate couples are performed very carefully and sometimes for reasons such as power struggles or to restore social order. Santeria, in particular, is considered a form of white magic, emphasizing balance and harmony, and performing separation spells only in extreme cases such as physical abuse to one of the couple. In the modern world, the approach to breakup spells has evolved. The late 20th century saw a return of interest in various forms of witchcraft and new spiritual movements, such as neo-paganism and neo-shamanism. Separation spells became part of this revival and were sometimes presented as a means of achieving personal liberation or self-fulfillment, rather than purely negative intentions. This historical perspective reveals that spells for divorce were an ongoing and evolving practice, reflecting wider social changes and cultural beliefs over time. How to remove divorce spells and break off black magic. Removing divorce spells and breaking off black magic requires extensive knowledge and a thorough understanding of the spiritual and energetic practices involved. It is essential to approach this process with caution and seek guidance from highly experienced experts who specialize in this field. Here are some key aspects to consider when looking to remove and dispel divorce spells effectively. Choosing a reliable expert. Choosing the right expert is critical to successfully removing divorce spells. You should look for professionals with extensive experience and a solid reputation in the field of spiritual and energetic healing. It is important to avoid people who engage in harmful practices or make false promises. According to the Kabbalistic tradition, any form of witchcraft, including spells for divorce and black magic, is forbidden and considered a grave sin. Therefore, you should look for an expert who adheres to ethical and spiritual principles. One such expert is Samuel Zohar Yonai, who emphasizes that he never casts harmful spells on others. His approach includes providing relief and healing without compromising personal and spiritual integrity. Yonai's method involves using Kabbalistic knowledge and codes from the Zohar to combat negative energies and powerful spells. Ensuring that the specialist you choose maintains personal integrity and spiritual ethics is essential to effective divorce spell removal. The process of expelling divorce spells usually involves several steps and requires persistence. Kabbalistic experts perform the removal in complete isolation to ensure a focused connection to the spirit world. This means that the person affected by the spell is not physically present during the energetic removal and cleansing process. There is a unique tie between every couple. This is an energy current that flows between the two partners. It can diminish, for example, during intimacy, or grow when parted with geographical distance and expand when they have to live afar. This current flow is made of basic types of emotional energy threads, may it be communication, sympathy, respect, admiration, shared interest, lust or passion, especially when a bond is based on sex and many more. These threads are the ties between the couple. Black magic divorce spells aim to sever these ties and the flow of energy in the energetic current between them. There are two indexes to the power of the spell: the number of ties between those to whom the black magic divorce spell is directed, and the experience of the mage. If a couple is tied only by one thread, then even a simple ritual by an inexperienced person can be very effective. But if the couple has been together for many years, and helped each other overcome a crisis or difficulties, then the divorce spell needs to be more complex and repetitive, and performed by an experienced witch. In this case, removing it with a veteran white priest, like Samuel Zohar Yana, is essential. A reliable and powerful Kabbalah sage, Samuel Zohar Yonai, can diagnose the current between the couple and identify the distinct type of separation spell they've been targeted with. A black magic witch, trying to separate a couple with a strong bond and many ties in their energy current, will have to repeat their separation curse many times. An important approach is to repeat the removal process every 30 days to destroy the negative energetic effect of the spells completely while maintaining regular contact with the affected person to monitor progress and ensure that the effect of the spell is completely removed. This ongoing support is critical, as removing powerful and deeply rooted spells can take time and require multiple removals. In addition to removing the specific divorce spells, it is important to address any other negative influence that may affect the person's life. This can include removing other forms of witchcraft, such as curses, energy blockages, or black magic. By clearing all these negative energies, the practitioner can help restore the balance and flow of positive energy to one's life. Ending divorce spells and opening the energetic flow. Effective ending of divorce spells goes beyond the act of breaking the black spell itself. It involves comprehensive energy protection to prevent further negative effects. This protection can include empowering the individual in various aspects of life, such as providing advice on vitamins and medicinal herbs, offering business and personal coaching, and improving relationships. Opening the flow of positive energy is another essential step. After the cessation of the negative effects, the specialist should act to reopen the energy flow, which will allow a free flow of positive energies. This holistic approach ensures that the individual will not only recover from the spell but also thrive in all areas of life. For more information on removing divorce spells and the world of witchcraft in general, you can read more on the site's blog. Seeking prompt help and commitment to the process are key factors in achieving a successful removal of a spell, stopping a divorce process, and restoring harmony to your life. Contact us now by email, WhatsApp, or phone call and end the negative trend.